Well, today we shine the spotlight on one of our exhibitors coming to the Oklahoma City Farm Show, of course, April 16th, 17th, and 18th. We check in with Sam Eck with the WW Livestock of Thomas, Oklahoma. Of course, Sam, you'll be coming out to the expo. And what will you be exhibiting this year at the Oklahoma City Farm Show?
Well, this year, WW's got two booths, one indoor and one outdoor. We'll be featuring one of every kind of squeeze chute we make, being three models of the Beefmaster, a Stampede chute, a Stampede hydraulic, as well as a WW hydraulic. We'll also have some panels and gates, sweep tubs, your typical cattle handling equipment, as well as our portable corral. We're also planning to feature a new product to us, which is the Boarbuster Feral Hog Trap.
Yeah, we've heard a little bit about this. This is a partnership between you and the Noble Foundation, and maybe talk about this product and when will people start to be able to see it and purchase it.
Yeah, the Noble Foundation reached out to us. They've done extensive research on trapping and eradicating the feral hog population, and through about 4 years of research, and they've come up with this new innovative trap, and I say it's innovative in the fact that it's one of a kind. It's a round trap that's about 18 feet across that's suspended on three legs, so that when hogs come in, they don't become trap shy. They don't have to come through a gate. They can enter and leave from any direction, and then the user has an app on their phone that the camera will alert the user that there's something under the trap. The user can go on his cell phone or the computer or iPad or whatever other means they use and view live streaming video of what's in the trap. And the advantage of that is that gives them the chance to catch all of the entire sounder of hogs, so we don't educate any more hogs of how to stay away from a trap. But we took it to a show in Nashville. Had overwhelming success. We posted the video. We didn't. One of the co-op ranches that was using one of the traps and doing research for Noble posted a video of it on their Facebook page, and within over a week, it had a little over 5 million views. So and then our phone lines just got burned up with it. It's had extremely great response, and when they'll be available for purchase. Now, we're building 200 traps to deliver the first week of June, and then we're going to do another 250 traps that we'll deliver sometime in August. Currently, we've got just a few of the first 200 left, and then we'll start working on the August delivery date.
Well, with people coming out to see you at the Oklahoma City Farm Show, of course, seeing the chutes or maybe the boar buster, what kind of specials will you be offering?
Well, we typically run a pretty good show special at the farm show. As far as pricing goes, we leave that up to the independent dealer that'll be there. Our dealer's based out of Weatherford. We kind of let him set the prices. We're not going to. Now on the Boarbuster, their $59.95 is going to be the price for it. I can tell you that. And then on the squeeze chutes and the portable corrals and stuff, just ask the nearest dealer, and he usually gives about an extra 5 to 7% off at the farm show over what he normally does throughout the year.
Anything else about you coming to this year's Oklahoma City Farm Show?
Well, we're excited. I understand there's a lot of construction going on over at the fairgrounds, but we're going to do our part to try to make it as welcoming as we can with the facilities that are available to us. And we would encourage anybody that just has curiosity about anything, not just WW equipment, but all farm equipment, to come by and visit and have a look around. You can see about anything that has to do with agriculture in the world right there.
Well, we appreciate the time. We've been joined by Sam Eck, WW Livestock of Thomas, Oklahoma. Again, look for them. They're going to have a couple booths both inside and out to check out their equipment. It's at the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 16th, 17th, and 18th. For the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, I'm Leslie Smith.